All the Yerushalmi corresponding to Me'il Lebavli Daf Hei, we begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Tev Zayin, Amud Beis, at the Mishnah, at the beginning of the new Perek, Beged Shetzvoi. Beged Shetzvoi Beklipei Ola Yedalek. If a garment was dyed with peels of fruit of oil of Ola, it must be burned. Since Arif Ba'achim Kulam Yedluku, dear Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir says that if it became mixed with others, all of them must be burned. Bechachamayim Yalu Be'echad Masayim, Cham say they are bottled in 201. The Gemara says, "Beged shesavai beklipei aola." The Gemara quotes that part of the Mishnah that the garment was dyed with peels of aola. Ksiv va'aratim alasai es piriyoi. Istanitani b'samach lepiriyov. Istanitani ba'uvel es piriyov. The source is that it says in the pasuk in Vayikra Yotes pasuk Chof Gimel, "You shall surely block its fruit from use." Some teach what is next to its fruit, and some teach what is aola, which means what wraps its fruit. Manda ama, if you say b'samach lepiriyov. Klipin v'garinim b'mashma man da'amal v'ayulis piriyoi klipin b'mashma v'lay garinim. That's the correct answer. The one who says what is next to its fruit, peels and pits are included. The one who says what wraps its fruit, peels are included, but not pits. V'garinim minayin. And the Gemara asks, according to this opinion, what is the source for pits? Avisofich meima es piriyo v'samach l'piriyo. The first answer is, in the end, also he must expound es piriyoi, what is next to its fruit. If the bay nishmeinim in ador va'aratim olas es piriyoi, davashu oval es piriyoi, piriyov oloi. And the second answer is that someone to learn from the phrase va'aratim olas es piriyoi, something that wraps its fruit peels, and what its fruit wraps means pits. Ve'avol v'shem v'belazer, ha'makom sheneva loy seichol, loy seichlu, loy yoichlu, ha'tefes isa hanoya, ki isa achila, quoting Rav said that whenever a pasuk says lo seichal do not eat, lo seichlu you shall not eat, pro lo yechlu they shall not eat, pro you put an issa hanor just like the issa to eat, unless the verse explicitly teaches to permit benefit, like it teaches about eiv menachai and nevela. Now pishlecha eiv menachai, what did the verse explicitly teach about eiv menachai? But basabas adei treifa lo seichelu. The pasuk says in Shmoyis Perek Chof Beis, pasuk Lamed, and flesh from a field of flesh of a treifa you shall not eat, and we'll explain this drasha. Amar Pishnachah b'Nevela, what did the verse explicitly teach about Nevela? Lo yiseichlu kol Nevela lagea shebisharecha titnena va'achla. The answer is, it's a pasuk in Dvarim Yudala pasuk Chof Aleph, you shall not eat from any Nevela, you should give it to the stranger who is in your gates, and he shall eat it. You may sell it. Now she says, "V'chi mi asay lekelev." The Gemara asks, "Who forbade a treifa to a dog? Why must the verse permit it? Rather, because it says lo yisechilu, we would have said that it's asa b'hanar. The verse permits feeding it to a dog to teach that one may benefit from it. V'aksiv kol chilev shor bochesev va'ez lo yisechilu me'ata atatayfes isa hanoya be'isa achila." The Gemara asks, "It says in the passing of Vayikra Zayin Pasuk Chof Gimel." You shall not eat any fat of an ox, a sheep, or a goat. If so, according to Riabo, you put an issa hanah on something forbidden to eat. We don't find that chelev is asa bahanah. Shnihi dechiv chelev nevela chelev treifa regeimer. Now it says it's different over there because the pasuk where in pasuk Chof Dalet it says the fat of a nevela and the fat of a treifa may be used for any work, but you shall not eat it. And this pasuk comes to permit hana. Ba'aksiv, rak et adam, nata ad tofis isa hanaya ki isa achila. You might ask what it says in Dvarim Yud Beis Pasuk Tev Zayin, just the blood, says you shall not eat, it says you should put an isa hana on blood like the isa to eat it. But blood isn't an asa b'hana. Shnihi dechsiv ala oras yifachanet ha-mayim, ma-mayim mutarim ha-vanaya af adam mutu b'hanaya. It's different over there, the Gemara answers, because it says, again, Dvarim Yud Beis Pasuk Tev Zayin, on the ground you should pour it like water, for now we learn that just like water is mutar b'hanor, so blood is mutar b'hanor. V'aksiv al-kein le'yichlu b'nei so is gil anashe. The Gemara asks what it says in Bereishis Lamed Beis Pasuk Lamed Gimel, therefore b'nei so shall not eat from the gil anashe. Amir Rabbi Avol, ki amtir b'gil anashe shal nevela. The Gemara answers from Rabbi Avol that I asked this and answered this from gil anashe of nevela, that so permitted hanor from a nevela, including its gid. The gid of a shchuta, of a slaughtered animal, is no different, and there's no reason why it should be forbidden more. הכסיב הלחם בקלי וחמר לא יעשה חילו. וגם האף הוא עושה את זה דעת חדש, in Vayikra Chafkim, Pasuk Yud Dalet, you shall not eat bread or flour made from parched grain or fresh grain. Amar Abba Mari, Ach v'Dav Yosi, Shni, he should cover the cost of man. Rabbi Abba Mari, the brother of Rabbi Yosi, answered that there is different because the verse fixed the time for the Issa means before the Omer. The Abba's general rule is for permanent Issarim. V'Aksiv, Lo Yisaychlum, Ki Sheket Heim. But the Pasuk says, again in Vayikra, Per Yud Aleph, Pasuk Mem, you should not eat them because they are shekets. Abu Yimana, Niyat Issa Hanaya Shabai. Rabbi Amari answered, the Torah excluded the Issa Hanaya in them. Hem means they are forbidden but would not benefit from them. Rabbi Abu, B'shem Rabbi Yerichan Ha'ife, Ispalanis, Mishar Nisto, or Mechamet Sha'avar of Pesach, Ein Aleike, She'ein Leisase, Shalai Mechuba. Rabbi Abu, quoting Rabbi Yerichan, said the one who makes a bandage from Shor HaNiska, which is an ox sentenced to be stoned, or from chametz that the Yisrael owned and Pesach passed over it, he is not lashed, because its lav, its loisasi, is not explicit. The Torah wrote in Issa Achila, and we forbid Hanah, but one is not lashed to it. Mikla HaKerem, Leike, Damar Chanina, Pen Tukadash, Pen Tukadesh. If one benefited from Kila HaKerem, then he does receive lashes, because Rechanina said, quoting the Pasuk in Vom, Chafbeis, Pasuk Tes, Pen Tukdash, and read like this, Pen Tukad Eish, lest it need to be burned. They are all Asicha, Ase Lorachkoi, Ksiv, Leisase, Leichel, Ksiv, Leisase, Lorachkoi, Leksiv. If one benefited from the Ola, this is a question, because a mitzvah Ase, distances benefit from it, Varautim, Olase, a love to distance is not found. Masnisa, Pliga, Abba, Vierichon, Mashu, Shinema, Sakoi, Sakel, Ashor, Chi, Einad, Yoidim, שבשרוי עושה באכילה, אמרת ולמה ליכל בשרוי. נגמר, ask the question against the Yerichon from Abaisa. Since it says, Sakol Yisakel Ashor, that the ox shall surely be stoned, do we not know that it's forbidden to eat its flesh? Why does it say, ולייכל את בשרוי, that you may not eat its flesh? להדיחה, שכשם שהוא עושה באכילה, כך עושה בהניה. It teaches that just as it's forbidden to eat, so it's forbidden to benefit from it. The Yerichon said that one is not lashed for hanah from it, since the Issa is not explicit. May Abi La Rabbi Yochanan. So now, what does Rabbi Yochanan learn from this verse? Pasala, Kushe Kadmu, Habailim Shachtu, Achelai Nigman Dinai. Now, since he explained that it forbids the meat when their owner slaughtered it before the final verdict. Rabbi Bar Kaime, Rabbi Bo, Hacha Ad Amar Chain, Vacha Ad Amar Hachain. Rabbi after Rabbi Bo, here you say that Loisechal, Loisechlu, and Loyechlu forbids Hanar, and here you say that one's not lashed for Hanor from Shor Nisko or from Chametz that passed through Pesach when it was owned by a Jew. Amalei Chada Mishmeidu Velazer Chada Mishmeidu Yerichon. The answer is that Arul says, indeed these teachings are inconsistent. I took one of them in the name of Velazer and one in the name of Rabbi Yochanan.